White House officials contend President Trump's schedule for Thursday is jam-packed, meaning he will not have time to watch the testimony of James Comey, his former FBI director, nor will he have a chance to tweet. James Comey, Thursday, will be before congressional leaders discussing what he remembers from conversations with President Trump about the request for alleged loyalty, as well as allegedly asking Comey to drop the investigation into Michael Flynn and his alleged Russia dealings. Democratic Indiana Congressman Andre Carson.
Well, obviously, I want to know if, in his legal opinion, if he believes that, Trump violated the law through his conversations. I'd also like to hear him ask whether Trump may have violated the law by asking a law enforcement official for loyalty, and whether President Trump or any administration official actually asked the FBI to change course on any other aspect of this or any other investigations. And if he is aware of Trump or any official having similar conversations with other officials within the FBI or DOJ, and how it came up on numerous occasions, as the president has referenced, and that the FBI was not investigating him, for example, for his ties to Russia.
So what ultimately happens? Let's say you do hear that he did do these things. What happens next?
Well, I think that an impeachment is in order. If a crime has proven to have been committed, and I believe that any person who commits a crime, whether president or otherwise, deserves to have these allegations fully investigated before facing legal consequences. So right now, I'm committed, as are my colleagues, to investigating this case, regardless of what Comey says on Thursday. But this is just another step, and I believe a multi-pronged investigation. So any accusations he makes will need to be pursued further. And I think impeachment discussions could be premature, but if it opens up the widening chasm and it gets murkier and deeper, then I think we should look at impeachment as the only cure.
In related FBI news, President Trump Wednesday via tweet said he was nominating Christopher A. Wray as the new FBI director. He said of Wray, he's a man of impeccable credentials. Wray, if confirmed by the U.S. Senate, would fill the seat left by fired James Comey. April Ryan, AURN News.